Listen then to what he opposes to this. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as unto spiritual. Why, in the first place, he says, even if you had been perfect in spiritual matters, you shouldn't be puffed up, for the message you proclaim is not your own, nor something you have discovered on your own. But now you do not even understand these things the way you should, but you are students, and the least of all. Whether worldly wisdom is the reason for your arrogance, it has been proven to be meaningless, and when it comes to spiritual matters, it's even contrary to us, or if it's because of spiritual things in these too, you fall short and rank among the lowest. Therefore, he says, I could not speak to you as unto spiritual. He didn't say, I did not speak, so it wouldn't seem like he was holding something back from them. But in two ways, he deflates their pride. First, because they didn't know the perfect things. Next, because their lack of knowledge was due to themselves. Indeed, in a third way, by indicating that even now they are not able. As for their initial inability, it might have been due to the nature of the situation. However, he doesn't even leave them this excuse, for he does not say they did not receive higher teachings because of their inability, but because they were carnal. Of course, in the beginning, this was not so reprehensible, but the fact that after such a long time, they had not yet reached more complete understanding, this marked extreme stagnation.